الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، today is the second of Rabi' al-Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 24th of February 2012. And we will be continuing our discussion on Surah An-Nisa, particularly Ayat 116, 117, and whatever Allah facilitates afterwards. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا. We'll stop with that. Ayah 116 and 117 read. Indeed, Allah does not forgive. We did that. I'm sorry. 117, Afwan, and 118. They call upon, instead of Him, none but female deities. Wa alaykum salam. Pay attention. Pay attention. They call upon, instead of Him, none but female deities. And they actually call upon none but a rebellious Satan, whom Allah has cursed. For He had said, I will surely take from among your servants a specific portion. The Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, أي ما يدعو هؤلاء المشركون من دون الله إلا إناثا. These polytheists are calling upon, besides Allah, upon none but females. أي أوثانا وأصناما مسميات بأسماء الإناث. This is what you need to understand. Why did He say that? Why did Allah say that? Because they're calling upon statues and idols which are given feminine names. The name of the God is feminine. So you have اللات كالعزة ومنات كالعزة ومنات. These are female, feminine names. In the Arabic language, these are feminine names. ونحوهما, and names of this sort. ومن المعلوم أن الاسم دال على المسمى. And it is already known to all of us that the name refers to the named. The name has a relation with what it is naming, isn't it? And they say everybody has a share of his name. Everybody has a share of his name. You'll find that in his traits, there's something which has to do with his name, subhanAllah. Ajib. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهَا أَسْمَاءً مُؤَنَّثَةً نَاقِصَةً دَلَّ ذَلِكَ على نقص المسميات بتلك الأسماء وفقدانها لصفات الكمال. Then when these names were female deficient names, this necessitates or it indicates the deficiency of that which they are being named after. The deficiency of the name indicates the deficiency of the named. The same way the perfection of the term Allah and the uniqueness of the term Allah indicates the perfection and the uniqueness of Allah. Because the term in and of itself is unique and perfect. Deficient name, weak or feminine name indicates deficient and weak or feminine idol or deity. كما أخبر الله تعالى في غير موضع من كتابه. As Allah had explained in many different occasions in His book. Who can name or who can quote some evidences from the Quran wherein Allah criticized the false gods? Or Allah explained the main qualities of the false gods and how to identify them. And I'm sure that I, in my classes with you, have quoted this tens of times. The one reference which anyone should be able to give. Yeah, well, I haven't quoted that one that much, but that's a valid one. Where Allah Azza wa Jal challenged the people, istami'u lah. There's a method which Allah would strike, so listen attentively. those who you call on besides Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا, they cannot create a fly, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ, and even if they all work together, hand in hand to do it, even if the fly was to steal something from them, they will not be able to retrieve it back from the fly. But that's not the one I'm looking for. That's not the one I usually quote. There's a surah which, subhanAllah, we always quote because it always provides some evidence for some point that we need. Surah Al-Furqan. Very top of the second page. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. Look, if you memorize these two ayat only, I think it's even one ayah, you can refute a Hindu, and you can refute a Buddhist, and you can refute any polytheist or any idolater in the whole world. In the whole world. This one ayah is the single silencing refutation to every idol worshiper. Because Allah described what these idols are, and you will find that every one of these descriptions apply to their idols, and they do not apply to Allah. And they have taken besides Him gods, aliha, objects of worship. لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا, they don't create anything. And we said, you bring this Christian worshipping the statue of Jesus, or this Buddhist worshipping the statue of Buddha, or the Hindu worshipping Krishna or Vishnu, whatever their names are, Brahman, bring him. And say, please, all of you kuffar, offer some prayer, homage, and tell this thing to create a mosquito for my benefit. Please. Just one. I'm waiting. Come on, all of you, isn't this your God? Call on it, tell it. Don't you want me to come to your religion? Don't you want me to join Buddhism? Tell this fat bastard to give me one fly. Come on. Is he gonna do it? Can they do it? They can say, oh Buddha, please, one fly for this guy, this Muslim. Is a fly gonna suddenly come out of the earth? No. لا يخلقون شيئا, they don't create anything. وهم يخلقون, while they are created. Say, hey, where, this is nice material, man. Hey, who sculptured this? Where did you do it? They'll say, oh, you know, First Street and with Western, there's a nice guy over there, excellent, he does the best job in the world. So you created this thing. Huh? It doesn't create anything, and are you telling me where this was made? You see, you follow the sequence. لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون. طيب ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا. They do not possess for themselves any harm or any benefit. How does that? How do we explain that? Say, okay, this is your God. Allah told me that it cannot benefit or harm itself. It cannot benefit itself. So if I smacked it now, would it be able to stop me? Isn't it insulting that I smack your God? It is. Or if a pigeon dropped some presents on it, or a dog came and handled his business, is this idol of yours going to say, hey, get off me, I'm a God, can't do that? Is it? They cannot do that. So that thing cannot prevent harm for itself. And it cannot clean itself by itself. It doesn't have this mechanism where it just, the dust suddenly flies off. Where you say, wow, how did the dust know? You need to come and dust it off and shine it and put some, you know, all kinds of chemicals. So it, no harm, no benefit for itself. If this thing itself is dependent on you, you need to maintain it. How is it going to benefit and harm you when it needs you? It needs you. How can it give you while it needs you? You follow the sequence. Then Allah said, وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. They do not possess death, nor life, nor resurrection. Same thing, say, tell him to kill me. Tell him to kill me. Does he control death? I tell him, take my soul. I'm the speaker, take my soul. Nope. Type. This person died, give him life. Can it do it? No. Type, this person is in a grave, make him resurrect. Resurrect him from the grave. Nothing. So these are the qualities of the false gods. And you will find that they apply to every single idol that the human beings have worshipped. They have these qualities. So this one you have to memorize. Beginning of Surah Al-Furqan, I believe the first ayah, second ayah, I believe it's ayah number 3. It's first page. The first page has, you know, just a quarter, bottom. And then you jump onto the second page, the top, the first ayah on the top. This one, this will help your tawheed. Your da'wah to tawheed. Just get that stuff understood. And strike these examples, you find inshallah that you'll find no answers. How did I get here? Na'am. أنها لا تخلق. Now here the Shaykh is emphasizing. He said, Allah mentioned in many occasions in the Quran that these gods, these deities of theirs, لا تخلقوا, it does not create, or they do not create. ولا ترزقوا, nor do they sustain. They do not provide you with any sustenance. ولا تدفعوا عن عابديها, and it cannot protect its worshippers. Or these idols cannot protect their worshippers. They cannot do anything in terms of protecting them. بل ولا عن نفسها, rather it cannot even protect itself nor possess for itself نفعا أو ضرا, benefit or harm. ولا تنصر أنفسها ممن يريدها بسوء, and it cannot even protect itself from someone who intends harm. You can, it cannot. And there's a footage which I've discussed before in the Christian church, and I believe it's a Catholic church. It could have been a Catholic church or the some other denomination which are fascinated with statues. And basically in the church, they show you all these nuns and sitting in the front, and all the whole big, you know, crowd. And they're carrying their object of worship, which looked like it was Mary or some other saint, some other female. It looked like a female saint. They're carrying her on some, you know, platform or whatever. And they are four old men. So when they wanted to put it down, the old man wasn't, you know, strong enough. It slipped off his shoulder, and the idol went this way, tilted this way, and it fell on its head, and the head broke. And the people like, ah! All of the nuns. And you look at them and say, man, these people are crazy, man. What is wrong with you? The thing couldn't even stop itself from breaking. And I mean, I wonder what's going on in their mind. Oh my God, our God. Our God broke. You broke our God. They probably told them outside, you broke our God. You break our God. We're going to make another God. You break this God one more time, and I'm going to tell God, you know, not to let you break him again. What the heck are you doing in your mind? What is going on there? No thinking. Subhanallah. They're blind. Blinded. So we Muslims look at this and say, this is ridiculous. And to them, this is totally normal. Because Allah has allowed them to go this way because they initially don't want the truth. So the ugliness is beautified. That's the way of Allah with this creation. Just in case someone thought, but how could some human being, I mean, these people are intelligent outside. You know, when they go to the business world, they're honest, they're sincere, blah, blah, blah. Say, look, these people have been blinded by Allah as an equal recompense for their rejection. It is not about intelligence as much as it is about Allah guiding you because you want guidance. Otherwise, if you were so smart, you wouldn't have to recite the Fatiha every day. I don't need ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, bro. I know the whole thing about sirat al-mustaqim. I got it. I don't need. No, no matter who you are, the messenger of Allah, he had to say how many times a day, guide us to the straight path. See, because this is guidance from Allah, not because you're very special. Now these people have lost the guidance from Allah. Because Allah just arbitrarily did not give him guidance? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Allah gave him a chance. Or Allah will give him a chance. But they rejected. And when they rejected, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated, Allah caused their hearts to deviate. وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And we will turn over their sights and their hearts like as if they never believed in it the first time. And we will leave them in their blindness, wandering, confused and lost. So this is why they do what they do. وَلَيْسَ لَهَا أَسْمَاعٌ وَلَا أَبْصَارٌ وَلَا أَفْئِدَةٌ. And these idols, they neither have hearing, nor do they have sight, nor do they have hearts or intellect. فكيف يعبد من هذا وصفه? How is it then that which description is that is worshipped? That which is described like that is worship. How is that? How could something that is so deficient, doesn't hear, doesn't see, doesn't think, doesn't possess harm for itself, no benefit, doesn't create, doesn't give life, doesn't cause, doesn't do anything, how is it being worshipped? وَيُتْرَكُ الْإِخْلَاصُ لِمَنَّهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى And then sincerity is taken away from the one who has the most beautiful names, وَالصِّفَاتُ الْعُلْيَى And the highest, most eminent qualities, وَالْحَمْدُ وَالْكَمَالُ وَالْمَجْدُ وَالْجَلَالُ وَالْعِزُّ وَالْجَمَالُ وَالرَّحْمَةُ وَالْبِرُّ وَالْإِحْسَانُ وَالْإِنْفِرَادُ بِالْخَلْقِ وَالتَّدْبِيرِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ الْعَظِيمَةِ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَالتَّقْدِيرِ Allahu Akbar. Look at that beautiful description. How am I going to translate that? And the one to whom belongs praise and perfection and glory and honor and might and beauty and mercy and goodness and excellence and uniqueness in creation and arranging the affairs and the ultimate wisdom in all of his matters and all of the things which he had decreed. In every command he gave, there's wisdom. And in every matter which he decreed, there's wisdom. هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا مِنْ أَقْبَحِ الْقَبِيحِ الدَّالُّ على نقص صاحبه وبلوغه من الخسة والدناءة أدنى ما يتصوره متصور أو يصفه واصف Isn't this among the ugliest of the most ugly things? This is the ugliest of the most ugly things which indicates the deficiency of that thinker, the one who possesses this ideology of worshipping these idols. And him reaching a particular level of khissa. How am I going to translate khissa? Feeble-mindedness. Or stupidity. Or just being someone who's foolish. Foolishness. Dumb. I mean, stupidity, dumb is synonymous. That level of retardedness, if we can say that. وَالدَّنَاءَ and lowliness, أَدْنَى مَا يَتَصَوَّرُ It's lower than what anyone who can imagine, anyone who can imagine can actually imagine, or anyone who can describe will be able to describe. It's beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we can describe. The level of lowliness and foolishness in someone who leaves Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, to whom all praise belongs, and he worships an idol which they made. You see this, the severity of shirk? No, you need to understand this. Because if we don't understand this adequately, then the shaitan will always tell you, people are going to burn in hellfire forever? That's a long time, man. What is it that someone can do that can make him stay in hellfire forever? The shaitan will always come and tell you, but this is too much. Huh? This is too much. Unless you understand the gravity of this, you will not understand the justice in the Jahannam eternally. You will not. You will always feel that, we can let it slide. But it's not something which you can let slide. Because it goes against the purpose of creation. It goes against the natural disposition instilled in human beings. It goes against the messengers with the messages. It goes against the universal signs. Everything in the world is supposed to guide you to La ilaha illallah. And they turn away from all of them and they say they are other ilah with Allah. While they take from him and they are receiving blessings from him and bounties from him and everything is from him. Nothing they got independently from some other God. It is all from Allah. So they take from Allah, give, dedicate to someone else. Isn't that the biggest crime? It is. Remember the example. We said the example of a company who hires an employee to do work for them. And they invest all of their last penny, their last halala into this one employee. So he can bring the business up. And they bring him from Germany and they give him a fat salary and a nice car and they get him everything he wants. So he just developed one program. One program which will make us defeat the opposition in the market. It will make us superior to all other businesses, contending businesses. One program. He's a program developer, whatever they call him, IT people. I don't know about all this stuff. Anyways, just one thing. And they bring him and they go through all the hassle And they give him all the material he needs, all the time, all the money. And he sits there and he develops this program. And then he goes to the contending business. He says, this is a gift from me to you. Enjoy it. May your business prosper. Ciao. And he goes back to the business. Say, hey, what happened to the program? Say, yeah, I finished it. Great, where is it? Oh, I gave it to the guys over there. What? What? Poof. That's what's going to happen. They're not even going to finish the sentence, man. You don't deserve to live. If the guy had a gun, he would shoot him instantly. Tell him to take him to court. Like, say, no, this is too much. This is a long process. I need to finish this now. And we will justify. And actually, you'll find people say, yeah, he deserved to be killed. People who are against crime and against murder, they will say, yeah, but that guy, I think he deserved it. You see what I'm saying? Justify. It justifies it. Because the crime is so abhorrent. And this is about a simple business, worldly related matter, which can be easily rectified. It can be easily made up in the future. It's something mundane. Yet look at the extent of hatred you would have for this guy. You don't even know him. You hate him already. Say this. How could he? You don't even, it's fictitious. You hate him in your heart. You understand the psychology here. So when something worldly related, we all feel this criminal deserves punishment. Then how about when it comes to the right of Allah and the purpose of creation and Jannah and Jahannam? He is just as deserving, and if not more. That's why there will be the eternal hellfire. So these things you have to internalize, brothers. Otherwise, you yourself will not know Islam. And the kuffar will cast this doubt on you. So how come you know eternal hellfire when God is loving? Isn't it Rahman Rahim used to begin every surah, Bismillah Rahman Rahim? So what? Eternal hellfire? So that you have to understand. Say, yeah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he gave him many chances with this Rahman Ar-Rahim. And he has the Rahman Ar-Rahim effective for those who believed in him. But those who rejected, they have another title for Allah, Azizul Dhuntiqam. Allah is full of might and full of revenge. So that's why we say we don't believe in some of the attributes of Allah and leave others. No, you have to read the whole Quran. And in the Quran, Allah tells you that he is merciful and he is severe in punishment. So, hey, they didn't deserve and qualify for the first. They will surely get the second. وَمَعْ هَذَا فَعِبَادَتُهُمْ إِنَّمَا صُورَتُهَا فَقَطْ لِهَذِهِ الْأَوْثَانِ النَّاقِصَةِ. Yet, their worship is nothing but dedicating services to these images, these deficient idols. وبالحقيقة ما عبدوا غير الشيطان الذي وعدوهم. يعني when they are actually prostrating to Buddha or Brahma or the elephant or whatever these gods that they have, or Jesus in an idol. Now they are actually only worshiping them, these statues, in their mind, only according to what is apparent. But in essence, who are they worshiping? Shaitan. Who is the one who's behind this whole project? Shaitan. Isn't it? You guys are not convinced.
Of course, yeah.
Remember the Merry Christmas refutation? The Merry Christmas, how do you explain it? As what are the du'at explain it?
Those people, they have rububiyyah in their heart. But the instance is the rububiyyah is the one they lost.
Okay, rububiyyah. To Allah, uluhiyah to shaitan. Crazy. No, how do you refute the Merry Christmas thing? Just so that some Muslims, to the Muslims, not to the Muslims, say, but you know, I don't really believe it. I'm just saying Merry Christmas just to get by. You know, these are my neighbors. They said happy Eid on Eid. I'm just trying to return a favor. Take it easy, man. I don't believe in this Christmas stuff. I know Jesus wasn't blah, 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 blah. I said, take it easy, man. Let me tell you something. If something is not from Allah, if a festival, if a holiday, Eid, if it's not from Allah, who is it from? If Allah didn't reveal it, then who would come up with it? Shaitan. Khalas. So now, you saying, as Dr. Bilal said, you saying Merry Christmas is like saying Happy Satan's Day. Because at the end of the day, Merry Christmas and Happy Satan's Day are the same thing. So can you tell someone, do you as a Muslim, do you have the audacity to see a Satan worshiper and say to him, Happy Satan's Day? Do you have the nerve to say it? No. So this is just the same thing. How can you say Merry Christmas then? Both of them are coming from Satan. You see the idea? Fine. I hope so. Aywa, wa al-haqiqa, then truly though, they haven't worshipped anyone but Shaitan, who is their enemy. Who is their enemy? Alladhi yuridu ihlakahum, the one who wants their destruction. He wants to destroy them. وَيَسْعَى فِي ذَلِكَ بِكُلِّ مَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ, and he strives to accomplish that in all means available to him, using all means available to him to lead us astray, to destroy us, and to defeat us. الَّذِي هُوَ فِي غَايَةِ الْبُعْدِ عَنْ الَّذِي هُوَ فِي غَايَةِ الْبُعْدِ عَنْ, and this shaitan is the farthest from Allah. He is as far as one can be from Allah. He's been doomed for eternity. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ, Allah has cursed him. وَأَبْعَدَهُ عَنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, and Allah has distanced him, if that is a verb. He distanced him from his mercy, kept him away. فَكَمَا أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ يَسْعَى فِي إِبْعَادِ الْعِبَادِ عَنْ رَحْمَتِ اللَّهِ. Look at this. The same way Allah Azza wa Jal, he distanced Shaitan from his mercy, the shaitan strives to distance you from Allah's mercy. He's been put away, he doesn't want you to get that mercy, he wants you to come along with him. Come, let's go together to Jahannam. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ, he only calls his followers, his cult, his hizb, to be among the inhabitants of the hellfire. Excuse me. ولهذا أخبر الله عن سعيه في إغواء العباد. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal told us about the striving which He does in misleading the slaves. وتزيين الشر لهم, and the adorning the evil before them. He adorns it. It's like somebody brings some leftover bones from someone's chicken, okay, and they put some Thousand Island dressing and some lettuce and tomato and French fries around and everything. Say, come on, man, look at this. And then you take it. I say, what? This is bones. Akhi, there's no chicken there. Say, yeah, that's Shaitan, man. He brings something ugly and he will make it look nice and cute. And so the people say, wow, this is fantastic. And that's exactly what he wants. When they say this, he will bring him in, and then they wind up eating nothing. Wal fasad, and he beautifies corruption. Wa innahu qala li rabbihi qasaman, and then he swore by Allah to Allah. He swore by Allah to Allah. La attakhidanna min ibadika naseeban mafruḍa. How did they translate it here? Excuse me. I will surely take from among your servants a specific portion. A specific portion. أي مقدرا علم اللعين أنه لا يقدر على إغواء جميع عباد الله. He knew the accursed, that he will not be able to mislead all of the slaves of Allah. That's why he spoke about a portion. He spoke about a portion because he knew that not everybody is going to come with him. There will be righteous slaves of Allah. We ask Allah to make us among them. وَأَنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ, and that the sincere or the selected slaves of Allah, he has no authority over them. وَإِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ وَآثَرَ طَاعَتَهُ عَلَى طَاعَةِ مَوْلَاهُ. His authority and power is only over those who take him as an ally, and those who choose obedience to him over obedience to their protector, their real protector, Allah. وَأَقْسَمَ فِي مَوْضِعٍ آخَرَ لَيُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Now, because if you read the whole Quran, you find that there are many occasions where this conversation that took place between Allah and Iblis is cited in the Quran. And different times, Iblis said different things. In different citations, he said different things. In one citation, he said, لَغْوَيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I shall mislead them all. I shall deceive them all. I shall deceive them all. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Then he himself made the exception. Except the righteous slaves of yours. Except the sincere slaves of yours. فَهَذَا الَّذِي ظَنَّهُ الْخَبِيثُ وَجَزَمَ بِهِ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِوُقُوحِهِ So the assumption of Iblis, which he spoke about, Allah said that it's going to happen. He assumed that he will take a portion, and that he will be able to mislead all of them except the righteous slaves. Which are more in number? The righteous slaves of Allah or the majority of the people? Majority of the people are kuffar, isn't it? And the Muslims are a minority, not a minority, but they're still, in terms of the kuffar, they're not more than them. They're not more than them. And among the Muslims, still, how many have been fooled by shaitan? So the ibad al-mukhlasin are a particular, the elite, yani, the elite, not everybody. Even though they may be Muslims, the shaitan may have controlled them, at least to make them enter Jahannam with them in the beginning before Tawheed saves them. But they will still go to Jahannam with him. We ask Allah not to make us among them. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And the guess or the assumption of Iblis has applied to them. It applied to them, so they followed him except a group of the believers. Those are the ones who didn't follow him. Now, ayat 119 and 120. Let me read them from here because my vision today is quite weak. Alhamdulillah. Aywa. So, ayah 119. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلْيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا And then he went on to say, And I will mislead them, and I will arouse in them sinful desires, and I will command them so that they will slit the ears of cattle, and I will command them so they will change the creation of Allah. And whoever takes Satan as an ally instead of Allah has certainly sustained a great or a clear loss. I like the way they use the word sustained here. The verb sustained. Now the Shaykh said, وَهَذَا النَّصِيبُ الْمَفْرُودِ الَّذِي أَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُمْ يَتَّخِذَهُمْ This specified portion, which Allah Azza wa Jal swore that he will be taken, and Satan will be taken hold of them. ذَكَرَ مَا يُرِيدُ بِهِمْ Allah stated, what is it that Iblis wants from them? Meaning, how is he going to lure them in? What are the means to lure them in? How is he going to entice them to what he wants? You see, there's a process here. It is not haphazard. It is studied in a careful plan. It's planned and plotting to bring us in. وَمَا يَقْصُدُهُ لَهُمْ بِقَوْلِهِ And what he intends by his statement, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ I shall surely mislead them. أي عن الصراط المستقيم ضلالا في العلم وضلالا في العمل. I will mislead them from the straight path. How? Two kinds of deviances. Deviance in knowledge and deviance in deeds. What's that sound? Deviance in knowledge and deviance in application or deeds. These are the means through which he is knowledge, false knowledge. Corrupt knowledge that the people have about Islam, including the Muslims, and aqidah, and manhaj, and fiqh, so on and so forth, and corrupt application, knowledge without application, or knowledge in wrong application. نسأل الله العافية. ولأمنينهم أي مع الإضلال لأمنينهم أن ينالوا ما ناله المهتدون. يعني I will deceive them through false hopes, from umniyah, wish. From umniyah, wish. I will promise them that they will acquire what those who strive hard in the cause of Allah will acquire. Yani he will get them to go off the path, but he will promise them, don't worry, you're going to be just like that guy. You don't have to do the same thing he's doing, but I promise you that you will get the same outcome, the same result. Who said that? In what surah does Allah speak about someone among the kuffar who said the same thing? No. You read it every Friday. In Surah Al-Kahf, who said that? Shaitan deceived him that he's on good terms with Allah, man. Ma yahtaj. Aywa, the two companions of the gardens. What did he say?
That this garden never lives in Milan.
Do you remember the ayah in Arabic? ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا. And he entered his garden while he was wronging himself. He was in a state of oppression, and he said, "Ma avunnu, I don't think this, and I will. This will never go away. This garden will never perish." Huh? وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. Nor do I think that the hour will come. Now he rejected Qiyamah. Then he said, وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبَ. You made me forget the ayah, because you guys are looking all... Come on, man, help me out. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةَ وَظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِي أَبَدًا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها ثواب. أي لأجدن خيرا منها. لا لأجدن خيرا منها. والله يا شيخ سبحان الله, I don't know. سورة الكهف is memorized. Is it منقلبة؟ But as if I feel like there's a missing word there, يا شيخ. Right here. خلاص. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وينك يا شيخة؟ وإذا اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله. أيوة. واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين. أيوة. ودخل جنته. أيوة. لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا. I told you. أي. Anyways, and he said, even if I were to return to my Lord, I will find and the abode, the munqalab, the place which I will end up in, better than that. خيرا. Meaning, I don't believe in the last day. And even if they were hypothetically speaking of the last day, Allah is going to give me something better than this Jannah. You see how the shaitan fooled him? He fooled him to disbelieve. And in case there is, just in case there's a life to come, he has guaranteed himself not only Jannah, no, better than the one he has in the dunya. Even though the one he had in the dunya was pretty fancy. So this is an example of how the shaitan misleads the people through wishes, false wishes. Don't worry, you are right. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْغُرُورُ بِعَيْنِهِ. This is deceit in its ultimate sense. فَلَمْ يَقْتَصِرْ عَلَى مُجَرَّدِ إِضْلَالِهِمْ. He did not suffice himself with merely misleading them. حَتَّى زَيَّنَ لَهُمْ مَا هُمْ فِيهِ مِنَ الضَّلَالِ. Until he beautified and adorned for them what the deviance which they are submerged in. وَهَذَا زِيَادَةُ شَرٍ إِلَى شَرِّهِمْ. And this is an increase in evil to their existing evil. حَيْثُ عَمِلُوا أَعْمَالِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ الْمُوجِبَ لِلْعُقُوبَةِ. Because they acted and or they did the actions of the people of the hellfire which necessitate punishment. وَحَسِبُوا أَنَّهَا مُوجِبَةٌ لِلْجَنَّةِ. While they assume that they is going to lead them to Jannah. So they're doing the deeds of the people of the hellfire and they think that these are the deeds of the people of Jannah. This also happens in Surah Al-Kahf. Where? Same idea is in Surah Al-Kahf. Where? It's not a coincidence you recite Surah Al-Kahf every Jumu'ah because of these lessons. Same thing. Wrong action and they think they got it going on. Hi, Shabab. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهِ. صح؟ Again, I'm going to forget. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسيت ما قدمت يداه. إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي أذانهم وقرا وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذن أبدا. No, that's not the ayah. I just remember the ayah. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Say, shall I not inform you of those whose deeds are the most lost, the most lost in terms of their deeds? Those who those whose effort has gone astray. Their effort has gone astray. ويحسبون, while they thought, while they assumed that they were يحسنون صنعا, they were doing excellent work. Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. Well, Mother Teresa turned out to be a kafira in Christianity even. Did you know that? Even in Christianity, she turned out to be a kafira. I mean, she was a kafira in Islam. We knew that much. But when after she died, they found some letters which she had written, and they were published in Times magazine. Don't believe me? Google it. Ask Sheikh Google. Sheikh Google, by the way, is sometimes upon Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, sometimes he's a kafir. So make sure that you know what kind of information you take from there. According to, it's in the magazine. She said, you know, she declared her disbelief that God doesn't, that she doubts the existence of God. He has abandoned her, blah, blah, blah. Because she was in dalal, she was in deviance. So even Mother Teresa, who's basically venerated and everything, this big Christian, you know, icon and figure, she herself was a disbeliever in Christianity. So that tells you an example of people who think they're doing good. نعم. واعتبر ذلك. The Sheikh said, now reflect in regards to this point, باليهودي والنصارى, in regards to the Jews and the Christians, ونحوهم and their likes. فإنهم كما حكى الله عنهم, they are just like Allah said about them. وقالوا لا يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم. And they say, none shall enter paradise except if he's a Jew or a Christian. Allah said, these are their wishes. And the Christians believe that. Now the Christians are such liars that they will lie to you in your face. When you confront them, you say, look, I'm a Muslim. I don't believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Am I going to go to the hellfire? Very few are honest enough to tell you in your face, yes. The majority will lie. Like one Muslim debater said, may Allah guide him, and you're not supposed to listen to him, Shabir Ali, you're not allowed to listen to him. Okay, I'm giving it to you from the end, because of his humongous errors. If someone tells him, your religion says that only you guys are going to go to Islam, only Muslims are going to paradise, and that the Jews and the Christians are, you know, there's no room for them in paradise. And so the answer was, there's plenty of space in paradise for everybody. Plenty of space. And he zigzagged his way and tried to deal with the answer in a politically correct, diplomatic way. When there's no games in that, you are supposed to say in front of the whole crowd, just like that, yes. Yes, Allah said that if you don't believe in His Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you will go to the hellfire. Don't be upset with me. I'm not the God, and I'm not the one who revealed the revelation. I'm not one responsible. I'm just conveying the message to you. God's message to you is, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. That's like that. You can't be playing games with this stuff, man. Who cares whether these people are, let's say you lose the debate and you say that which is going to displease them, so what? But when you stand before Allah and He asks you, why did you lie in regards to my revelation, then what are they going to do? What is James White and all these, you know, the people you're debating with and these apologetics, what are they going to do with Allah? Are they going to say, oh Allah, we were kuffar in you, but Shabir, let him go for us. He was trying to make us happy. So this nonsense in da'wah is unacceptable. This kind of watering down the deen to make a bunch of kuffar happy is unacceptable. Don't deal with it. If you can't say the truth, you're too afraid, just back out. Just take a back seat and watch. Say, I'm not strong enough, I'm not brave enough to confront the people in their face. Leave it for the others. But to go on our behalf and speak on behalf of the religion and Muslims and lie against our deen? So much so that when Shabir, when he shares his views with the kuffar, they tell him in his face, they say, Shabir, we appreciate what you're doing, but you know that no Muslim agrees with you. You know that your views are not accepted among the Muslims because he brings some outrageous views which we really don't accept. Trying to make them happy. Trying to change the religion. So Islam, there was no more jihad in Islam in the way we understand it. That was changed. We became the peaceful, blah, blah, blah. The whole, you know, bunch of garbage which the people have created and attributed to Islam. When it's not like that. And all kinds of things have been changed and modified. When he gives the tafsir, and I'm saying this so you will know why. Because some people say, you warned against him, but you didn't mention what he did. I'm telling you what it is. When he deals with the issues of crucifixion, that Allah said, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ صحيح؟ They neither killed him, nor did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ It was made to appear like that, or someone in his resemblance took his place. Whatever, we don't know what the thing is. Anytime he comes to these ayat, the debater, the Christian debater, will quote Muslim Sahaba, Ibn Abbas, and the elite, the senior scholars of tafsir, and the early generations of Mufassirin. And Shabir will come and say, no, we don't have to accept. They were writing the tafsir according to a political orientation. They were expansionists. The Muslims back then, when he was dealing with issues of jihad, at least in the ayat of jihad, he said all these Muslim scholars, they were warriors in mentality, they were expansionists, so they started interpreting Islam according to their mentality. But that is not the correct interpretation. So basically all of the Salaf misunderstood Islam. Shabir Ali in the year 2011 and 9 and 10, he understood what all of them failed to understand. Basically telling you the Salaf, throw them in the trash, my mind got it going on. To please a bunch of kuffar. And I'm only sharing with you a little bit. You don't believe me? I have a folder called Shabir Ali. I've listened to all of his debates. And even his Friday sermons which he gave to the Muslims. Because I benefit from certain points. But the garbage that is there is bad. Very bad. And you're not allowed to listen to him. Unless you... Saudi? No. He's Canadian, but originally he's from Guyana or Guyana. Guyana, yeah. He's very eloquent. This guy's language is freaking dangerous, man. I mean, it's amazing. He's got a style, he's got a sense, he's got a lot of good things. I mean, of course we're sad. I'm not happy. People advise them, by the way. People have advised them, because there's something there which can benefit the Muslims. This is besides him rejecting Qadr. He doesn't believe in Qadr. He doesn't believe in Qadr. And many du'at spoke to him personally. I know them. It's major issues. Major issues. So for the ummah, he's a treasure. But that is, subhanAllah, these weird ideologies and not having the methodology of the Salaf is a killer. It's a killer. It will ruin all of your efforts. So be careful of listening to that fella and make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal brings him back to the truth so the Muslims can utilize the skills which Allah has given him for something which is constructive for the da'wah, not for merely making us look bad in front of the kuffar. That we don't need anymore. How did I get here? Now, so the Jews and the Christians, they say, you know, you will not enter Jannah unless you're a Jew and a Christian. Allah says these are their wishes. That's it. وَكَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ Allah says, and such we have beautified for every nation their deeds. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا The one we just dealt with. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى عَنِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ Allah says in regards to the hypocrites, إِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ That the hypocrites will say to the believers on يوم القيامة, The day of resurrection, أَلَمْ نَكُنْ مَعَكُمْ Were we not with you? Were we not with you? قَالُوا بَلَى and the believers say to the hypocrites. Now the hypocrites, who those used to come with you to the masjid, go with you for umrah, come with you on the basketball games, but inside he wasn't a Muslim. When he's around the Muslims, he prays. When he goes back home, it's gone. He's back with his girlfriend and back with his stuff. And when he goes back to his home country, he's going back to church. Everything is back to normal. There are many, by the way. There are some that are not too far from you. Not too far from you. Hypocrites. They become Muslim for sometimes material reasons. You know, there's some worldly benefit in it. Sometimes peer pressure. Their friends pressure them. Sometimes they want to get some sort of, you know, whatever. They have different reasons. Marriage, very common. Very common. A man meets a Muslim woman. A kafir meets a Muslim woman. She tells him, well, you can't marry me unless you become a Muslim. And so he comes to the Dawah center to become a Muslim. Not for Islam, for the lady. That happens all the time. Personal experiences. So I'm not exaggerating here. These things happen. So the hypocrites will say on Yawm al-Qiyamah to the believers, they try and look, they were deceiving us in the dunya, and they want to even try to deceive us in the life to come. And so they will say to the believers, Alam nakum ma'akum, were we not with you? Remember, I was with you right there in the salah. Help me out. Because Allah will give light for the believers, and the hypocrites will be in pitch darkness. They will not be able to see anything. And the believers will see according to their righteousness. The munafiqeen want to use the light. Naltamis min nurikum unzuruna, as Allah says in the Quran. Wait for us, let us use the light which Allah has given you so we can walk on the sirat. They will say to them, Bala, you are with us, walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum, but you have deceived yourself. You have caused fitna to yourself. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ, and you became doubtful. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ, and wishes and false hopes deceived you. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, until the command of Allah came. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, and gharur is shaitan. He deceived you in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyways, with this we will conclude inshallah. Because next dars we will be continuing the ayah. We are 119, in the middle of 119. We'll be dealing with the issue of the slitting the ears of the cattle. Until then, alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Now, no.